Welcome to PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. The Bears retained a key member of their defense March 9th when they re-signed veteran cornerback Tracy Porter to a three-year contract on the very first day of free agency. Tracy joins us now on the phone to discuss his return. Tracy, how much interest did you draw in free agency, and why did you want to remain with the Bears?
I drew, you know, a pretty good amount of interest, but, you know, Chicago was a place that I wanted to be. I knew I wanted to be here. I knew I wanted to continue to play here just with, you know, being familiar with Coach Fox, with Ryan, being comfortable with Vic in the defense, and just seeing the direction that we were going as a team. I wanted to continue to be a part of that.
Great. Last offseason, a year ago from now, you signed a one-year type of prove-it contract with the Bears. And you really did just that. You became a key contributor after getting over that injury early in the season. You led the Bears with 22 pass breakups, had a huge interception against the Packers in that big win. How do you feel you performed, and what type of mentality did you come into the season with?
I came into the mentality into the team with the mentality of, you know, I wanted to prove myself. I knew what type of player I was. Ryan knows what type of player I am. Coach Fox, he knows what type of player I am. But, you know, for myself, you know, with those two guys and myself knowing what type of player I was, it didn't mean anything if I didn't go out and prove it. So, you know, I really, you know, honed in on taking better care of my body, you know, keeping myself healthy. Nate and those guys with the training staff did a great job in helping me continue, you know, to keep my body healthy. JG, Jason George, those guys, the strength coaches, they helped me out as well. And, you know, keeping me at a sizable weight where I can maintain strength and speed, you know, to continue to play at a healthy weight. And, you know, my ability just, you know, took care of itself. You know, I went out there and, you know, I said I was going to do whatever it took. And, you know, I studied the film week in and week out. I wanted to become more of a leader for the younger guys in the secondary. And, you know, like I said, once again, it goes back to having, once you have the front office and the coaching staff, once they're behind you and they believe in you and they provide a atmosphere that's fun and, you know, that you want to play for, it makes the game that much easier.
You played for a couple different teams the last several years. Do you feel like you found a home here in Chicago now?
Without a question, without a shadow of a doubt. I feel like once I got here, once I started playing, I knew I had to start, you know, from the bottom up. But I knew once I found my spot here, whatever it may be, and I started to get into the fold here, I definitely felt like Chicago was the place for me.
The Bears have been really busy in free agency, adding three new starters on their front seven on defense. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on having new guys coming in like Danny Trevathan, Jarrell Freeman, and Akeem Hicks joining your defense as starters?
Well, you know, I was a new guy last year, and, you know, guys had to get a feel for me. And before they, you know, actually and that's natural. You know, they had to get a feel for me. I had to make some plays for guys to start following my lead. But, you know, Danny coming off of the Super Bowl – and the other guys that we're bringing in, we believe in those guys. We believe Ryan and Coach Fox and Vic. They recruited some top quality guys, top character guys to come in and you know, provide an immediate impact for us. And you know, the guys that were there last year on the defense, myself as a leader, Pernell as a leader, and Trell as a leader. We're going to hold those guys accountable, and we expect those guys to come in and help us to make an even further leap forward as a defense and hopefully get our foot, you know, in the postseason, because that's, you know, that's our main goal. But we know it won't happen if we don't work hard this offseason and in training camp.
Expanding on that a little bit, I know the defense under Vic Fangio the first year of the 3-4 improved in total yards from 30th in 2014 to 14th last year, but the unit didn't make as many impact plays in terms of turnovers mostly that a lot of people mm-hmm. would have liked. What's the key, and how confident are you that the defense is going to take that next step in 2016?
Well, we had a lot of moving pieces. We had a lot of new guys, you know, and we were still trying to develop that chemistry throughout the year. I mean, you know, that though, you know, people may say that's not an excuse, reality. You know, we had, like I said, we had a lot of new faces, you know, whether it's in the secondary, linebacking core, the front four, front three, whatever you want to say. We had different guys there. We're trying to develop chemistry. So we have a year under our belt. We have a couple of new guys that are coming in. But we still have a core group of guys that were there last year. And, you know, having that chemistry with each other, that will only help us, you know, get a better feel for each other and how we like to play. And the biggest key to creating turnovers is population. Population around the ball creates turnovers. You can see from the turnovers that we had population around the ball. And if we can continue to do that on a consistent basis, then that's where the more turnovers will happen.
Sounds great to me, Tracy, and I really appreciate you joining us. And thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.
No problem. Thanks for having me.